speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 19. News and updates. Well, I must say that times have become incredibly busy for me, as I'm sure they may have for you. It always seems to happen at this time of the year, and it doesn't help that time itself seems to be disappearing, I guess. I do have a few items to share, and firstly, there's a brand new video clip featuring beautiful Ascended Master quotes from within the White Star Temple. This was put together by a guy who goes by the moniker of Meditation Activation. The clip also features some beautiful artwork representing the Ascended Masters, and you can access this clip by going to the link on the front page of my website, which is melchizedekuniversity.com, and Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedekEK. It's well worth a look. You'll also find another couple of video clips that I made earlier in the year. Well, for those of you who live closer to me, near Newcastle, Australia, I am going to be presenting a couple of seminars in the very near future, in fact, within the next fortnight. The seminar is called Uncreating the Illusion, and it focuses upon, I guess, the upcoming changes for the end of this year and going into next year and beyond. It's the first time that I'll actually be collaborating with someone else, and she is Venice. She's part of my temple group. She's a very experienced and wonderful practitioner of sound therapy and work and tonality, and also uses the crystal bowls, which are always a treat. So if you'd like to be part of this, I'm going to be presenting it locally in Charlestown and also at Maitland. And you can get in touch by email, MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, recently I started work on a new ebook which focuses upon channeling. Last year I developed a seminar which focuses on how to become an authentic channel. And this was in response to people coming up to me over the years, over the 20 years that I've been a channel, and asking me how I came to channel and how could they become a channel. So I developed this particular seminar, and more recently I've now been putting it into an ebook format. At first I thought there's probably not a lot that I could write about that would even justify putting a book together. It's going to be a small book, I guess. But having said that, once I started, I found that in actual fact, there was quite a range of topics that could be discussed, and of course, tips and procedures to be shared. So I'm quite excited about it. It's going better than I thought it would. It's not yet finished, but I hope to do that in the new year. So I'll keep you posted, and if you are interested, please do get in touch with me by email. And lastly, I'd like to share with you an exciting development within the White Star Temple itself. I may have shared it before in perhaps the last podcast, I don't recall. I don't actually listen to my own podcasts all that often, but it's to do with, I guess, a new influence that's coming into the temple called the Apostle. Now, the Apostle is the collective consciousness of those who did indeed incarnate with Jesus at that time and were his disciples, and in a much higher aspect of themselves in spirit. They were so affected by that incarnation and their time with Jesus that they decided to merge their consciousness to become a powerful force of service, which they collectively call themselves the Apostle, but they've become one consciousness. This is at a much higher aspect of themselves. And this Apostle Energy has been focused upon humanity as what they call a living promise, that they bring this unbelievable energy of unconditional love toward us. And they said they'll continue to do this until humanity's completion in physical form. That's their promise. To me, that's a tremendous act of service and a sacrifice that they would do this, that they would merge consciousness to this end. And it's something that's going to become more prominent within the White Star Temple itself. It's difficult to describe because it's such an intangible experience to be in the Apostle Energy. And I wish I could bring that experience to each and every one of you. But I will, at some point in the near future, include, I guess, a channeled meditation from them, and hopefully through that audio recording and connecting in your own private space in meditation, you'll experience those energies. I feel like the Apostle Energy is going to be such a profound influence that I may, in fact, create a new podcast, a separate podcast, based solely upon the Apostle. But I'll let you know when that happens. Well, that's it from me, for news. But I'd like to take the opportunity, in case I don't get another episode out before the end of the year, to wish you a very happy, abundant and loving and peaceful festive season ahead, wherever you are. Your feedback. Well, recently I heard from Nicole, who says, "I love your voice and meditations. I found them on iTunes. Thank you so much. Please keep up your work. Thanks again, your devoted listener in New York, America." Well, thank you, Nicole. It's great to hear from you, and I'm really pleased that you're a regular listener. So next we're hearing from Carolyn Loder, who says, "The teachings are profound, and each time I read them or listen to the podcast, there is a connection and a knowing which is beyond words. I share with other group members the gratitude for all you do, Soltech, your gentleness, generosity and grace. Thank you so much, and trust we are with you in love and peace. Carolyn." Well, thank you, Carolyn. Lovely feedback and very encouraging for me. So that's much appreciated. That was actually taken from my Ruby Star Temple Facebook page. And she left another message there, which I'm going to share with you, because I believe it's quite lovely. And she says, "This evening I have been reading the Body of Light lecture from Mary in the White Star Temple, Book 2, and found the passages extremely moving in the beauty of the words and the wonderful messages they hold. I am not very good at writing poetically, so I hope my words and observations do the passages the justice they deserve. The words conjure up an image of unimaginable beauty in the description of formation of the light body, from the weaving together of particles of light, each of which is a moment of love, experienced across eons and many lifetimes. How beautiful is that? For me, what I take away from this is not only that vision of great beauty, but also the message that to allow others to love us is our gift to them. As from this they can grow in love and weave their body of light. So many deny others, perhaps because for some it is difficult to feel we deserve to be loved. We all deserve to be loved, and to love in return. This message is a profoundly healing one, and I hope it will help many as it has helped me tonight. Thank you, Soltech, and thank you, Mary." Well, thanks, Carolyn, for leaving that observation and feedback. And I've included it in this episode because I'd like to encourage you to go and read this particular lecture from Mary. It is truly beautiful. It's quite simple in its message, but very profound. I do have a copy of this lecture on my website, free for you to view. So do go to melchizedekuniversity.com. Well, as ever, I welcome your feedback. It does help me to keep going with the work that I do and to also keep going with this podcast. So you can email me, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can join me on Facebook. Just look for Soltech Channel. Speaking of my Facebook page, I was recently asked by someone on there if I could give any insights into the huge influx of energies into the Earth that's happening right now and has happened over the past number of weeks and will continue to do so. So I took my time and wrote a response and posted it, and I'm going to share that with you now. So, based upon what the Masters have said and hinted at over the last 2 years, I've come to the following conclusion, keeping in mind it's not necessarily truth, as truth is a fluid thing, but it resonates with me at this time. The energies experienced recently and any profound energetic influx is part of and signals that a greater change is in motion. The Masters have called this a changing of the templates. As such, it is not what we think of as evolution or ascension, but rather it's a divine transition that cannot be understood or predicted until it is in place. This recalibration affects all of creation, not just our world or our dimension, because, as you know, all is linked. This change was set in motion at the point of first manifestation and is now spiraling closer to us. By our terms, it is unimaginably ancient. We often liken this perpetual change to the divine breath unfolding or exhaling. Creation is always in movement, which we understand to be expansion. As physical beings who exist within time, we are, for the most part, unaware of this perpetual transitioning, as it is obscured from us. This time, however, the change is of such a magnitude that our physical illusion itself will be altered. How and when, we can't know, but the angels do and have invited us to be more intimate with them. As divinity is so mind-bogglingly magnificent, then so must be any transition created by divinity. We do know that the temperature of love is to be raised upon this planet and that our consciousness will come into a heightened perception. Well, personally, I don't believe we are leaving physicality, ascending or journeying elsewhere. The changing of the templates is simply something we cannot know. However, I suspect it may be subtle and simple, yet no less profound because of it. So that's my thoughts on the upcoming changes. But I do have some extracts from some of the many messages that I've channeled through from the Ascended Masters, through the White Star Temple, that do touch upon this idea of this upcoming change. There's probably too many of them to read in this particular episode, but what I'll do is I'll put a link on my website to these notes, and you can read these extracts for yourself. They're really interesting. The Masters, in my experience, aren't too specific about any events or changes. They recognize that we have free will and that they cannot cross the threshold of that free will by revealing to us too much that lies ahead. But beyond this, as I've just spoken, there's some changes that none of us, not even the Ascended Masters, can simply understand or know. But they can hint or imply to us that there is change nonetheless. So if you read these extracts, a couple of which are from Archangel Michael, one of which is actually from the Apostle, you probably get a sense of what I'm speaking about. and what the masters want us to do in preparation. And that preparation is very simple, remembering that spirituality is simple and there is a simplicity within spirit. It's only we humans that tend to make spirituality far more complicated and complex than it needs to be, because we're constantly looking for structure. They have said that the only preparation that we need for these upcoming changes is to simply come into our joy, because joy immediately aligns us with divinity. If you can think back to when you had a moment of joy, perhaps you had an opportunity to just really come into your laughter or to enjoy something that was happening about you, then you'll find that when you're in that moment of joy, it is actually momentless. It seems timeless. And that's because we connect with spirit. We connect with the energy of God, which of course we understand to be love and joy and beauty. So the masters say, if you come into your joy, if you find more opportunity to generate this for yourself and for others, then you will be aligning yourself with God, who is, of course, bringing this transition to us. The masters have also said that we should come into our passion. That is, even though we exist within an illusion and we know it's an illusion, nonetheless, there's an energy generated when we become passionate about things, when we enjoy our beliefs, when we are creative, when we're passionate about what we're doing in life. There is something that is generated by this and joy, and of course, above all else, love, that the higher dimensions can harness and incorporate into bringing about this transition and making it, I guess, a smoother path for humanity. It sounds simple because it is. So I welcome your thoughts on upcoming changes and the energies that are being felt across the globe. Again, you can get in touch with me by email, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. Recently, I had a book launch for my second White Star Temple book that regular listeners would have heard me speak of in the last couple of episodes. It was held in my hometown of Newcastle, and members from my various temple groups and their partners attended. And it was a lovely night. It was almost like being with family. One of the blessings of the temple for me has been the friendships that I've been able to generate through my temple groups, and I'm very grateful for that. Anyway, I'd like to share with you, an extract from the night. I did record some speeches that various people gave about their experience with the temple, and with myself as well. They do refer to Jasper. Now, Jasper is actually me. That's my given name, and Soltec is obviously my name as a channel. It's my spiritual name.
I remember going to Jasper's just as these university lectures have started, and they were just so beautiful. And I said to Jasper, you know, you just can't have these and not do anything with them. They've got to go into the printed word. Now, I didn't realise it, like 6 years later, I'm still doing the printed word, yes. But they started beautifully, and it's never wavered one little bit. What I really love about it is the choice of words, very succinct, very clear, but what really it permeates. You listen to it and you don't think you've got anything of it. But over a period of time, I discovered that I did get quite a bit of it without being able to pinpoint what it was. But I've enjoyed doing the scribing. I still think that I don't remember a blessed thing, which I don't. If you ask me detail, I've lost the detail. But the area above the detail is very, very comforting. It's been my growth. And I'm very pleased that Melchizedek decided that I was to come along and do this wonderful work, because I didn't know I was that generous. So there you go.
All yours.
When I first started going to the meditation, the temple was already up and running. It was still fairly, I'd use the word undeveloped because of where it is now. It was still very much in the throes of being refined and getting its feet on the ground, shall we say. But one of the things that I really, really liked was that we were expected to go up and meet the masters and the energies. The energies didn't come down to us. So it was a very slow process for them to sort of each week take us a bit further up, a bit further up, a bit further up, take us deeper and deeper so we could keep going further and further. And I was always amazed also with the jumps that sometimes happened. Often at the end of the year, we were told that there was big things happening the following year, and then we'd have a break. And when we came back the next year, the energies were different. They were more intense. Sometimes it was a subtle difference, but over time it suddenly became very noticeable. And there's been a change in the last 12 months where the energies now, we don't seem to go up and meet them and they don't seem to come and meet us, we just happen to meet. And one of the things that's been coming through is the fact that the temple is not only us, it is them, and it is anybody else in spirit who wants to be there. And I love the description that they use of the fact that they're actually interwoven into the temple. So it's like a weaving of all the energies, their energy, our energy, and all spirits and guides and all the masters and all the rest of it. And to me, I find that an absolutely beautiful concept. So thank you, Jasper. I absolutely love the company that we've and the group that you've got together. I think everybody's a beautiful soul, and I really appreciate that. So many thanks, Jasper, and keep it up.
When I first came along to Jasper, it was at the invitation of Elena at Miriam Gardens, and she announced that Jasper was going to be doing the Ascended Masters, and at that stage I really didn't know who the Ascended Masters were, but it just resonated with me. I felt, yep, I'm meant to do this, and I'm so pleased that I did answer that calling, because it's just really expanded who I am. But it expanded my understanding of what the universe is about, the energies, and how we work with them and how they work with us. I really feel like the Ascended Masters are friends and not something way out there in the universe that I have no perception of. That energy is just so within us, and when we step into it, it's just beautiful. And we can revisit that all the time. I don't hardly ever miss an evening, you know, when he's available. So I always look forward to that, but also the nights that we share the discussions afterwards, I've found to be really useful, and it really just confirms what we're being told, and it just feels like what they have to say now is just so much, so important for us. Yeah.
Lastly, of course, we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture as channeled by me through the White Star Temple. And you can learn more about the White Star Temple and the Melchizedek University that is part of that temple, the work that I do, and the books and audio that I offer by going to my website www.melchizedekuniversity.com. And once more, Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedeK. I'd be very honored if you took a look. So for this episode, Akhenaten touches upon the global change and encourages us to connect with the ocean, because the ocean has something very specific that it wishes to reveal to us. I encourage you to listen to this recording while in a meditative state of mind, and in that way you will receive fully the energies that come through with the words, because the masters always tell us the words are the least of the experience. Thank you, as always, to Corey from Meditation Activation for kindly producing this episode. You can find him on Facebook and YouTube under Meditation Activation. He produces wonderful artwork and music. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you for spending time with me, and I look forward to connecting again with you in the new year. And I am Soltec. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones, it is I, your friend, Akhenaten, who is with you in this moment, as wondrous as it is. I see you truly, and bask in your glow, for each shines most brightly, and is dazzling to perceive. There is trueness to this, though to the human mind it may be perceived, perhaps, as flattery. You cannot flatter in spirit, my friends, for only true perception is known. We see what is, and what is beautiful. It is my delight to bring such a reminder. To draw to your human awareness that which we have so often said, yet never tire to do so, until such time as you share this sentiment. There is such a wondrous breath, the winds of change, literally, coming into the collective consciousness of all that inhabit your world and beyond its borders. It is not simply human awareness, though humans look toward this end naturally. It is not specific to humans at all, do you see? For that would imply separation, would it not? That you are external to your environment and to your universe. Every speck of dust, so to speak, and blade of grass upon your world is coming into new awareness. It is global. Again, I say it is not specific to humans. For you are all the one thing, are you not? And we have said this before. There is only the one spirit upon your world, and it is human spirit, which takes the form of everything upon it. So it is not simply the human form, the human physicality, and its awareness. There is much that you can do in this regard. And you are positioned particularly where this gathering is held, in a situation that is most beautiful and of the natural world. For your natural world will come into newness also. I speak not of that which is commonly called ascension, nor the changing of planets, etc. All forms of prophecy and all aspects of spirituality upon your world are illusion. So do not look to these for your guidance, nor answers to the questions that come upon you, but rather seek out your natural world, for it understands and has its knowing, and long has had its imprint in place, in readiment. Do you see? It is timely then to perceive yourselves as not separate from the grass beneath your feet, it has the same awareness, do you see? The same awareness. It is all the one human spirit. Just a differing framework for this consciousness. And that which are your waters, your great oceans, and other forms that your waters take, likewise, there is a knowingness there, an understanding within it, and all beneath its surface. It is human spirit in differing form. There is intelligence, as you know, to that which is water. And water has its perpetual movement. And although there is scientific reason for this, as far as humanity is concerned, the movement of water reflects always the greater movement of consciousness and creation, for we have said many times that movement is a great carrier for communication, that there is a dance of life, that the breath is in movement and so forth. There is perpetual movement. It is how the breath unfolds. Your oceans reflect this, as do your winds. We have said to you recently that your natural world has placed within it all manner of symbolic representation of that which is held in spirit. That these come more so to fruition as the temperature of love changes upon your world. You may speak, let us say, with your natural world, and particularly at this time, with your oceans, for the movement of water holds significance, do you see, in the light of that which I have said. The ocean is telling humanity something. It is reaching out. Perhaps you would say, quite literally, look to the water. I invite you to place yourselves as you're gathering in your configuration at the water's edge. It need not be evening, though it may be, it matters not, but to be with the water and with your temple can be an astonishing thing. Well, these words are enough, and I simply came to tell you of your beauty. But as I am of humanness in aspects elsewhere, so then I have connection and cannot help then but speak of things. There are voices to be heard all about you, my dearest ones. Take heed, and these are the words I bring to you, and I am Akhenaton, Adonai.